The World Food Program is now expecting to feed more than 1.5 million people in next month's general food distribution, along with specialized therapeutic feeding for 500,000 children under the age of 6. That's because poor rains last year have brought forward the time when people no longer have enough to eat. Gianluca Ferreira is WFP's deputy director for Niger.
The lean season normally starts in Niger toward June, July, and lasts until September, October, which is the harvest time. But this year, because of the bad harvest last year, the lean season started much earlier.
Last year's cereal harvest in Niger was 26% below the previous year. Primary schools in the southern Zinder region are now closing as families abandon the area and head toward the capital in search of food. Ferreira says internally displaced civilians are far harder to feed than those who stay at home, so relief officials are hoping farmers return to their fields once the rains begin.
What we have observed since the beginning of the year is an earlier movement of migration of people leaving the rural areas toward urban areas. Starting from end of May, early June, we should be having rains. And normally people return back to their villages to do the agricultural work in preparation of the planting season. So we do expect to see some reverse movement in the weeks to come, and we are getting prepared to assist those people in their place of residence and not, of course, in urban settling where it will be much more complex.
WFP is trying to raise $182 million to scale up its operations in Niger. Although Ferreira says donor response has been good, it's not yet adequate.
We still have a huge shortfall, estimated at around $50 million. Roughly 45,000 tons of food that we still need to meet the urgent needs of the population until September.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization is also stepping in to aid cattle herders in Niger and Chad. Livestock pastures are dry, so herders are selling their animals at lower prices to buy food for their families. 8 FAO projects in Niger, worth more than $12 million, are aimed at helping 2 million people. In Chad, the organization will supply more than $4 million worth of seeds, fertilizer, and animal feed. The distribution of animal feed and veterinary products is also underway in Mali and Burkina Faso, with at-risk farmers and herders across the Sahel expected to need assistance at least through August. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.